Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 178 for Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. Thursdays are diary podcasting days, and I'm glad that the Day of the Week themes, thanks again, Ken, included diary podcasting Thursdays and Friends and Family Fridays, because I know what I'm going to be talking about for these two episodes. Virtual Dragon Con! I am actually genuinely really excited now that I see what's going on. The DragonCon.tv website has the main programming, DC TV land, and some of the fan track programming, and so I've been looking at that, and there's also an official DragonCon Discord server, and how it has been set up is absolutely fantastic. Their channel groups, there are some for some of the tracks have their own channels, and the channels are named for the different hotels and buildings and things. And it's very, very active, and it is super, super fun so far. I put my usual badge name, my Jedi Knight name, Melon Oneguin, as my nickname on the Discord, and I changed my avatar picture to a zoomed-in picture taken during our 2018 Dragon Con game, when I was Dragon Con Dungeons & Dragons game, when I was wearing my Jedi outfit. So that is so, so fun. I'm going to be distracted by it all day. But for now, let me get on with my Nebraska passport stops. My first one of today, Thursday, September 3rd, is Barista's Daily Grind. Yes, I insist upon saying it that way. On 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Nebraska, which is an independent, locally owned coffee shop, and smells like chocolate, chai tea, and coffee inside, has lots of tables and plush chairs, and a chess set, just a wooden one, and my first impressions were that this would be the absolute perfect place for a National Novel Writing Month write-in that we're not having this year, per National Novel Writing Month headquarters. But in previous years, this would have been the perfect place to have National Novel Writing Month write-ins. And I got coffee, I got a muffin for breakfast. And this was the 50th stop that I have actually visited in person, by the way. I'm off on my numbering because I never actually went to Lo Sole Mio restaurant in person. So I got to hit the 50 milestone of stops that I've actually visited in person. The app doesn't reflect that because there have been at least a couple that e-stamps didn't work on. But it will hit that 50 marker on the progress bar at some point today or tomorrow, I think. I'm going to pause this now and talk to you some more after my next stop. All right, I am here at the Classic Car Collection Museum in Kearney, which shares a building with the Kearney Cabela's. It's in the back part of the building. And it's only open on the weekends. It is Thursday morning. They are only open, according to the app, they're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The booklet says Monday to Friday, but there isn't anyone else here, so I suspect it's probably closed, so I just got my e-stamp. I will read the description. The collection showcases an eclectic group of over 200 classic automobiles. The drive-in theater, drag race, before-after displays, artwork, and memorabilia provides a little something for everyone. Which would have been cool. I'm sure Stu and Andy would have really appreciated this. It's obviously really, I know it's really their thing. And I just now noticed that the door and all the windows are all that specific square shape and size. They're all former loading bays for trucks. So apparently they decided they didn't need all that loading and unloading capacity for tractor trailers and turned the back half of the building into the Classic Car Collection Museum. It's pretty neat. I kind of wish I could go inside, but I'm actually more excited about my next stop, which I will be recording in about, I don't know, probably the next hour or so, but you will hear tomorrow, Friday. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.